But if you want to know Sheldon Niddle,
little man,
you're going to November the 11th of 46. You got the biggest and the brightest out of Buffalo, New York. And there are experiences, but this creation of this Light Allies business, you cannot have an ally that won't communicate with you. You can't have an ally that's overrunning you. You can't have an ally who's trying to give you these wonderful benefits but won't talk to you no more. Every time they get the story down, they keep upgrading the story. Well, we don't have a problem with that. That's okay, fine. But if you could just get all these goobers that are out there to join his Galactic Federation Light, then you'd have them present. Then you wouldn't have to be running around telling everybody about you having to tell everybody about having to tell everybody. They could experience it for the very self, and then you'd have something to chat about. But otherwise, they just listen to Bob, and then it bubbles along, and then that becomes a meme. And then the next thing you know, Diane Sawyer's doing a damn report about it.
I'm glad you brought up Sheldon.
Hold on. Ian, you did say that there was going to be some type of like a jubilee, though. This year, right?
Bob said this is the Jubilee year because he went to counting. We don't do time. We say every year is Jubilee. Bob said Jubilee, and we don't disagree. We think it's beautiful. We think it's fine. We think a chicken in every pot, and everybody should have 40 acres and 2 mules. And we think everybody should have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of. We think the only reason you don't is because you won't allow the creation that you're creating to be made manifest by whom? By you. Mm-hmm. Ours is real simple. Have it all and have it now.
Now, Ryan.
Now.
Ryan.
In the physical. No woo-woo Galactic Federation of fuckers to run you up and down the flagpole.